You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1296 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello.
Hi Tracy, I found some personal stories of people that apparently were just following Google Maps, following their GPS, and apparently it led them to some creepy stuff.
Ooh. Now, see, that's what scares me, that GPS might be playing a trick on me.
All right, so here's the first one. This is from Redditor Girling Boyer. This is in Balmoria, Texas, it looks like. Driving across the country with my girlfriend from NYC, Google Maps takes us off the main road, but I zoom out to double check, and it looks like a good shortcut to where we're going. The trail gets dustier, and suddenly we're at an open gate through which the road keeps going. I check the map again, and it looks okay, so we enter through. I figure if the gate's wide open, we're probably safe. Passing a large barn, suddenly about 15 huge dogs come running after us. Really big dogs. Barking, angry dogs.
Like Cujo?
Probably. They were probably all rabid.
Yikes.
We keep driving as per Google's instructions, but the road suddenly ends and there's a creek that we could in no way cross to keep driving. So we manage to turn around with these huge dogs surrounding us and slowly drive back the other way. Only when we get back to the gate this time,
it's closed.
It's closed.
Oh my gosh.
In our rear view, we see a golf cart sputtering towards us. It's an old lady. We roll down the window not long before we hear, "Y'all better get the hell out of here now." I'm assuming that's what she sounded like. We try to tell her that we're sorry and explain what happened, but she's not hearing it. "If y'all hurt one of my dogs, I'm going to shoot you." My girlfriend is freaking out, but the gate is closed. So the old lady pretty hilariously had to explain to us that it will open automatically if we approach it closer. It'll open automatically if you just pull up. Mm. I assume she was a smart aleck. So we drive up and it starts to open, but we're too close to it and awkwardly back up to let it open all the way before hightailing it the F out of there. Never taking that shortcut in the middle of nowhere ever again. I actually submitted a report to Google about this and never heard back from them.
What in the world? Why would it do that?
I don't know.
I would have been so scared out of my mind.
But you know, sometimes Google will take you to dead ends and stuff like that where it looks like the road should cross, but there'll be, you know, a dead end somehow or another. And you can see where it picks up right on the other side of a ditch or something. Mm-hmm. But I guess Google doesn't pick that up for whatever reason.
No way, man. Mm-mm.
Here's one.
I mean, you would think the having to drive through a gate like that on a dusty road would tell you that's can't not be the right way.
Yeah, you would think, because gates are only going to be up at a private establishment.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. This one says, the NSA. I wasn't so much visiting it as trying to get somewhere completely else, and the GPS refused to recognize that the facility was even there, thus refusing to go around it. The road it wanted you to take just stuck on the lane that goes into their gate without a real way to turn off. So you get there and the security guy's like, "Badge. Oh, sorry, I don't work here. I just got turned around. I'm not supposed to be here." "Okay, then you'll just have to turn around and go that way." "Yeah, can I just turn around here and drive back out that gate?" "You can pull over right here and that security guard will escort you back to the gate." Cue the black flashing lights and the SUV full of cop type guys.
Oh boy.
Oh, that was, by the way, that was from Junior Who. I didn't want to leave out his name.
Mm.
From Reddit. Here's one more quick one. This is from Redditor Murray the Dog. I'm going to assume this is not a real dog that wrote this.
Well, I want to know if it is. That'd be cool.
Cementland in St. Louis. an artist known for creating the town's renowned city museum, basically an adult jungle gym in an old downtown office building, tried to outdo himself by turning an abandoned cement factory into the same thing. He did a lot of it himself, and he actually died when his bulldozer flipped over. The site now has three creepy carnival-style painted concrete domes along the street and giant abandoned machinery behind them.
Oh.
Anyway, that's where Google took them.
Oh.
So.
Google be tripping.
Yeah. We'll do one more quick one. This is from Rose Black 18. I once applied for a job at a tanning salon in the next town over. The online ad made it seem really chill and like it would work well with my school hours. They were specifically looking for high school or college girls, so that fit the bill. Plus free tanning or whatever. I sent in my resume and they emailed me to come to the job interview. When I followed Google Maps to the address, there aren't any street views of it. It was a dilapidated looking old house. A scraggling looking guy opened the door and waved for me to come in. I noped out of there really fast.
Oh, God.
So it sounds like Google was right.
Yeah.
The guy was just a scammer that was.
Yeah, that was a creepzoid.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for this one. Maybe we'll cover some more tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, guys, welcome to episode 1297 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, y'all?
So, Tracy, we got more of the Google horror stories.
I think these are, like, creepy. So now I worry about my GPS. I'm just saying.
You know, how many times have we been on a trip and it takes us all these strange back roads and we're like, there is no way this is supposed to be the... Especially when we go to, like, Gatlinburg sometimes and it'll take us... some back way where it's trying to avoid the strip, and it's like, we've been here 1,000 times. We've never been this way.
Yeah, and I don't like that. Not one bit. I'd rather sit in traffic on the strip. At least I know where I'm at.
All right, so this first one here is from Holier Than Thou.
Okay.
It's titled, Please Refrain From Feeding the Wild Animals. Okay, so this happened during our trip to Goa in India. It was our second day, and we were on our way to the hotel that we had booked for the day, which happened to be on the other side of Goa. So most of the two-hour trip, as estimated by Google Maps, was on the highway, which was pretty cool. But then we were like 20 minutes away, Google asked us to take a diversion from the highway, as it was a quote-unquote shorter path. Mm. That's what always happens to us. The road became much smaller, and in some time... we went through a huge gate that we couldn't read what was written on it because it was too dark. And to be honest, at that time, we weren't even bothered to try to read it. This is where the problem started. The road started becoming worse and worse, and soon it was like those roads you see in safaris. About this point, we also lost network coverage.
Oh my God.
So we were getting a little anxious by now. Just then, we saw a sign which said, please refrain from feeding the wild animals. This is when we stopped our scooters to check where they're on scooters. I thought they were in a car.
Scooters? Oh, my Atlanta.
So they stopped their scooters to check where they actually were. So apparently Google had taken them on a shortcut, which went through the wildlife reserve. We were freaked out, but the map said that we had only like 10 minutes of travel time before we got on a reverse, so we went on, but in that road, and with our scooters, the progress was very slow. Then we saw another sign which said, beware of leopards. This is when we all actually lost it and knew we had to get out, so we stuck close to each other, freaking out at every sound we heard, and after about 30 minutes, we were finally out. I cannot tell you how relieved we were, and we learned to never blindly listen to Google Maps again.
Okay, number one, why in the heck are you riding a scooter, especially when it's at nighttime or almost nighttime?
Well, because in places like India, that's the most popular way to get around.
Never. I don't care. I would never.
And I would imagine for most of the people that live here, they know not to go through those areas or stuff like that, where they weren't from there, so they didn't know that.
They could totally have gotten eaten.
I know that. And they know that too now.
They didn't even have a car to protect them.
This is from Green is System. Once I was on holiday in Singapore with my mother. On one day, we decided to check out a nearby place where the movie park is located, at which we haven't had much information on. Usually, my mother plans everything as careful as possible with plenty of maps and information from tour guides and the hotel people. Anyway, we were having a good time, enjoying nature and stuff, and noticed a little side road leading to a small cave. My mother took a bunch of pictures, and we kept going. Eventually, we didn't quite know where we were, so I pulled out the phone that the hotel had given us on our rooms, which had internet and therefore Google Maps. I navigated us around, but we weren't really getting to where we wanted to. Suddenly, we noticed a man in a construction worker uniform, and we decided to follow since he looked like he knew what he was doing. We followed him for about 10 meters behind until we were in a rather dark area surrounded by trees, which looked like a dead end. The man stops at the wall, pulls out his wiener, and pees on the wall.
Did she just make that up?
No, I didn't. Sadly, I did not. My mom and I then realized we've been following this poor guy to his peeing spot instead of somewhere that we could find a bus or anything.
Did the guy even say anything to him, I wonder?
I don't know. He probably didn't speak, might not have spoke English.
Oh, he probably thought there was a couple pervs.
Yeah. All right, one more quick one. Sometimes when I'm bored, I find nuclear missile silos, is what it says.
Oh, okay.
This is from 830_I. I live not so far from a nuclear missile wing. Sometimes when I'm bored, I find nuclear missile silos on Google Maps. The closest I've found is 45 miles from my house. Though it may not be deemed creepy by everyone, nuclear missiles creep me the hell out. How many people does each one have the power to kill? And what's going to happen to me if they have to be fired someday? Well, sometimes when you're driving around out in the country here, you'll see a bare, fenced-off rectangle in a farmer's field, and that's a silo. Or you'll see a control bunker, which is on the surface is basically a ranch-style house surrounded by a giant fence with barbed wire around the top. And I guess that's, you know, like I said, where they would control the missiles and stuff if anything ever needed to go.
Well, I wouldn't want to live by that. That's for dang sure.
Well, I'm sure these are probably old ones now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're not active anymore.
Yeah, I'd hope not.
So, anyways, that wraps it up for today, guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.